2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? You could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run the big appliances like your fridge even longer. Best of all, this new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans trust Patriot Power Generators. Go to 4patriots.com/Lisa to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. Go to 4patriots.com/Lisa.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're going to talk about the state of Michigan today. A crucial swing state, a crucial state for Donald Trump to win if he wants to win the 2024 presidency. Biden won Michigan by about 154,000 votes in 2020. So what does Donald Trump need to do? Can he win Michigan? We're going to talk to a woman who has experience in politics in the state. Her name is Tudor Dixon. You're familiar with her, obviously, as the Republican nominee in 2022 for the gubernatorial race when she went up against Gretchen Whitmer. She's also the host of the Tudor Dixon podcast. You see her all the time on Fox News. But we're going to talk to her about her home state of Michigan, all things Michigan. We're also going to talk about Joe Biden, this uncommitted vote that took place in the primary there with Joe Biden losing Dearborn. How big of an issue are Muslim voters for Joe Biden in the state of Michigan? And also with his big push for electric vehicles and the harm that has caused auto workers, particularly in the state of Michigan, how big of an impact will that play? Again, we're going to get into all things Michigan with Tudor Dixon, who's also my friend, and she's just awesome. So stay tuned for Tudor Dixon. Well, we've got Tudor Dixon on this episode. Tudor, we talked about this a little bit on your podcast, but in case people haven't had a chance to listen when I was on. So we met at a conference not too long ago in Tampa, and like immediately I was like, Tudor is awesome. She's so much fun. We sat next to each other at dinner and like basically just talked about life and politics and everything. And you're just so awesome, so smart. So I'm so glad to have you on the show and call you a friend.
Well, thank you so much. It was exactly how you, I mean, we even shared food, which sounds really weird, but it was like this strange situation where they had one meal left and they're like, you can get this meal or you can get the bad meal. And you were so sweet. You're like, just eat half of my steak. And that was strange, but I did it and it seemed totally unstrange. So.
But it was
when
bonding.
I knew we would be friends.
Yeah, but see, that's what you do when you love someone. You know, you share food.
That's right.
And it was like that scene from the Step Brothers when they were like, did we just become best friends? Like,
right.
I was like, like the whole time we were like thick as thieves the rest of the conference. I was like, she's awesome. Like, love her. So glad to have you on. And obviously, look, like I want to get into all things Michigan with you. You know, one of the most crucial states for this presidential election. Who better to, you know, get the rundown of it than you? So looking forward to this conversation. You know, what did you learn, just like big picture, what did you learn about politics when you ran for governor?
Gosh, so I mean, that's such an open question. There's so many things I could say. Well, I learned a lot about our side and a lot about the other side. I learned a lot about the details of running, and I'm still watching it happen. You know, there's a lot of people involved in Republican politics, but in politics in general. I mean, I don't know what it's like to be a candidate on the Democrat side, but on the Republican side, I think you have a lot of people that come into a campaign and everybody has an idea and it's all very expensive. And it's hard when you are the candidate to keep that all in focus as to exactly who's doing what. And so that's kind of something that I've come out of my own campaign and said to other people, hey, if you're running and you want to run something by me or you think something's fishy, you know, just let's chat about it. Because I do think that there's some corruption in the process. But I think that from the standpoint of on the ground politics, you know, you realize how challenging it is to go out there and face all of the people in a state, because you go out there and you're like, I'm doing this because I love Michigan. I love the people. And I think we can bring people together. And wow, people are so passionate on your side and then against you too. And so the primary is kind of like this bloodbath, you know, you go through and it's like you talk to people. And the funny thing is when I started running, somebody said to me, pick the 10 people closest to you. Make sure that you have them working with you on your campaign. By the end, you might like 5 of them. And it was true. I mean, by the end, you'll trust 5 of those 10 people. And that was absolutely true. And I remember at the time thinking, that's crazy talk. But, you know, people that you ran because you went into this and you went, oh gosh, I have all these friends in the grassroots and we're all going to come together. When it comes down to it, people pick their corners and they go after you. And so that it's very tough for anybody who goes, oh yeah, I can run for office and it's going to be a cakewalk. It's very tough. But I also learned that the other side is using a lot different techniques than we are. And we have to kind of come into this century. And I have not seen us do that yet, but I think we're trying to when it comes to targeting, digital targeting, going after people, getting the message to people and fighting back against their lies.
Well, and I think that's my biggest concern this election cycle, because I think we went on the issues and I think even more people will end up wanting to pick Trump than Biden if that's the head-to-head. Where I worry we might lose is on the mechanics of the race, on like the mail-in balloting, the ballot harvesting, and Democrats kind of up to their dirty tricks in various states, including Michigan. Is that a fair concern? And are Republicans doing enough in Michigan to win?
No, it's a very fair concern because they have no limits as to what they'll do. So they would go into interviews of mine and they would splice my words together to make me say things that I hadn't said. And then they ran commercials across the state that way. And then afterward, there is actually an article out there where Whitmer was interviewed and they said, but you know that she didn't actually say those things. And it was pretty much like, yeah, but we won. So they know that they're manipulating the things you're saying. They know that they're lying about you. And there was no, like, if you look at the state of Michigan, we had, I think, at the end of the race, maybe 20 or 30 million, over 90 million that they could track from the Democrat side. And I say that they could track because they've got probably about 15 dark money groups in the state of Michigan that attacked me outside of what you were seeing from the DNC and what you were seeing from Whitmer. So you have all of these groups that are bringing money into the state and they are just viciously attacking and they're going into college students' phones and they're going into suburban moms' phones, and they're putting this message out that is just not true. And on the Republican side, when you talk to Republican supporters and you say, hey, look, I want to hit them, and I'm talking about hitting Democrats on votes and things that they're on, bills that they're supporting and things that they're putting out there into the universe that they want, they're like, well, I don't want to get too mean. I'm like, guys, we're fighting against this enemy that has literally zero concerns about whether or not they lie, whether they tell the truth, how nasty they are. And you're concerned about being too rough on what they're actually doing. Like, I mean, here's an example. We had a woman last week who is a state rep in the state of Michigan and in Traverse City. And she came out and thanked Joe Biden for changing his verbiage on Lake and Riley's killer from being illegal to undocumented, which is ridiculous. But if you dig into this, here's a woman who was hired by a C4 organization. So one of these dark money groups hired her to run for office, which I really question the legality of getting paid to run for office. It was called We the People. Words matter, right? That sounds great. We the people who ran it were all illegal immigrants. And her platform was that she would get them all driver's licenses in the state of Michigan. This is the kind of thing we're up against. They are organized. They have good messaging. That group, I think that group for that seat and maybe like half of another House district brought in like $10 million, more money than we are seeing on the Republican side to go out there and do things that are fully anti-American. We're talking about this border issue and how serious it is. Democrats are paying people who are coming across the border to influence our elections. That to me is a huge deal.
Well, and you know, they also, you know, control the process in the state as well, and the way that you guys vote, which is, you know. Let's take a quick commercial break. More with Tudor Dixon on the other side. 2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? You could be. With the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run the big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like an electric blanket, microwave, RV air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, this new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans trust Patriot Power Generators. Go to 4patriots.com/Lisa to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. Go to 4patriots.com/Lisa.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go, like, how do I detach from this idea of, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Biden kind of ran into an uncommitted problem in the state of Michigan during the primary. He lost the uncommitted vote in Dearborn by over 1,000 votes. You know, he won Michigan by about 154,000 votes in 2020. There are about 242,000 Muslim adherents in the state of Michigan. Michigan's got the largest concentration of Arab Americans in the country. How big do you think that anti-Biden vote will stay in 2024, or do you think those people will end up coming home for him? Like, how big of an issue do you think this is for Joe Biden as this war in the Middle East rages on?
I think it's a big enough issue for the president of the United States to stand up in the State of the Union and essentially give the middle finger to our greatest, our oldest, our strongest ally in the Middle East and say he wants an immediate ceasefire. That to me was outrageous that he did not say the names of our American hostages that are still being held in Gaza, but instead he said he wants an immediate ceasefire. He's gone after Netanyahu. He is concerned only about his ability to get reelected. He does not care about what is going on in the Middle East, how that affects our national security, how that affects our ally, and how that affects the information trade that we get in an area that is filled with some of the strongest sleeper cells of terrorists in the world. And that is our one window into that world. And he's willing to risk that because of that uncommitted vote. And so for people who don't know, in Michigan, we had over 100,000 people come out uncommitted. This was a big deal because Gretchen Whitmer, who's the governor here, is a co-chair of his campaign. And as co-chair, she promised him that she would fight against this uncommitted vote. She had come out before the election and said she thought that there could be 10,000 uncommitted votes. And people were like, oh, gosh, you know, that would be big because that's what Obama had, but it's controlled because obviously then Obama won. Well, she was phone banking. She was on all the leftist media. She was actually recording herself phone banking and then putting this out on TikTok, putting it out on Twitter. Like, look at me. She loves to record herself. And she went into this night thinking this was a huge success for her. 100,000 uncommitted was a shock. And look, Rashida Tlaib is leading this charge here in Michigan. She has a big voice. She's taken very seriously, and she's not backing down. You saw her in the State of the Union holding up signs that were complaining about the way people are treated in Gaza and calling for an immediate ceasefire. It is a big deal, and it could change how this nation is seen on the global scale, on the global market, if you will, because if Joe Biden is willing to bend to this movement and say he would risk an alliance for this to get reelected, then we suddenly cannot be trusted by our own allies.
I mean, I feel like he kind of already has, you know?
Right.
I mean, that's already, you know, he clearly prioritizes the votes of Muslim Americans over, you know, like Israel. But, you know, the other part where he might, you know, run into a buzzsaw in Michigan is with auto workers. You know, you look at this big push from this administration for electric vehicles. We know that the auto manufacturers don't want it. It's costing them money. You know, customers don't want it. The market's not there for it. So, but he's pushing for it, you know, nonetheless, and that's going to impact, you know, Michigan auto workers. How big of an issue is that for Joe Biden heading into the election?
Yeah, the interesting thing for Michigan is that he is pushing for it. But when he gave out all of his grant money for states to get battery factories, Michigan was not on the list. When he designated that renewable energy would go to certain states, Michigan was not there. So he has taken a state that created, I mean, we put the world on wheels, right? The state that is the legacy automotive industry. And he said, hey, keep building this, but you're not going to get the support federally. Now, there was a slight change in that recently because I think Whitmer went to him and was like, how do you expect to win when you've abandoned Michigan? Not a big enough change. And the auto factories have said, forget about this. We can't stay in Michigan. There's not the federal support to stay in Michigan, but it's not just that. We were the only state to overturn or reverse right to work. And so reversing right to work means that everyone is forced to join a union. Very challenging for the automotive industry that had for years been out of this situation. And now they're going to Tennessee, they're going to Kentucky. So all of these union workers were like, oh, this is great. But then now they're seeing that they're losing jobs. They also see that Gretchen Whitmer is pushing so hard and Joe Biden pushing so hard for these EVs that those factories are new factories. They're not the legacy factories. And the new factories are not, Michigan's not even on the list. I mean, they had like, when I was running for office, there were something like 15 new auto manufacturing factories that would go in the next 3 years. And Michigan was not even on the list as a consideration by the big three who have taken billions of dollars of Michigan taxpayer money. So from that standpoint, we're all paying for it. The auto workers are paying for it twice because they have to pay the union and they have to pay their taxes, which are going directly to the auto manufacturers who are no longer employing them. You remember Sean Fain, I think he was on Neil Cavuto when he said, well, I am going to endorse Joe Biden. He's the president of the UAW. He said, I'm going to endorse Joe Biden as the UAW. Our members will likely vote for someone else. Wait a minute. So you're telling me that you're going to take these people's money, put it into Joe Biden's campaign, knowing that they're not going to vote for Joe Biden? And at this point, I think you've got some auto workers who are going, what is the future for us here in Michigan? Maybe
well,
it's
when
a
you
Donald
put it that
Trump.
Way. you're totally right. I mean, they have to know that, you know, Joe Biden and Gretchen Whitmer are shipping their jobs overseas. And it's kind of just like a middle finger to them and their livelihoods. And for what, right? There's really no point in this big push for electric vehicles.
I think it's even more insulting when you're in Michigan to see that Joe Biden is shipping your jobs to Indiana, Ohio, Kentucky, and Tennessee, because you're like, wait a minute, what? You're keeping jobs here, but you're taking them out of Michigan? Like, that's a big deal. And that shows a real lack of leadership from not only Biden, but remember, the Secretary of Energy is our former governor. So you've got Jennifer Granholm that's a Michigander. She's giving Michigan the middle finger, and Gretchen Whitmer, who can't keep a job here to save her life. So in general, I think Michiganders are looking at Democrats and going, you've really not done good things for us.
Why do you think then that they're giving Michigan the middle finger?
Because they're so the renewable energy, I think we are the center of the climate cult. And the renewable energy thing is going to come here and it's going to really, really damage the state because Gretchen Whitmer is so in the bag for the progressives. And she's supposedly the leader of this, like the, you know, the California of the Midwest. And she's in this great debate and great competition with Gavin Newsom. And so she's come out with a new bill that they signed in the fall that would say that Michigan, who as a state right now, we're at 12% renewable energy. So Michigan will be 50% by 2035 and 100% by 2040. We're a manufacturing state, and I come from the steel foundry world. I mean, we melt metal with energy. So the idea of us having windmills to be the only way we melt metal, I mean, that's just not going to satisfy manufacturers. You're not going to be able to manufacture in the state. You're not going to certainly be able to build cars in the state. And to be honest, if anybody's actually paying attention, building electric vehicles takes three times the energy that it takes to make a gas-powered engine. So you're suddenly taking a state, taking away a massive amount of energy. And Jennifer Granholm is saying, yeah, Michigan needs to be the example. Here, she's a former governor. She knows the legacy industry better than anybody. She knows the amount of energy that our manufacturing plants use on a daily basis. And she's willing to cut that off. Not only will that cut that off for manufacturers, we've had, I mean, nobody talks about this, but every year we have full sections of the state where we're out of power for weeks at a time. In the middle of winter last year, we had 700,000 people out of power for 2 weeks. In the middle of winter in Michigan, we already have a power issue. And the power companies give Gretchen Whitmer hundreds of thousands of dollars. I think when you add it all up, it was over $300,000 that she got in 22 from the power companies. And so she allows this rate increase to continue, the bad service to continue. And the people of Michigan are just sick of it. I mean, Lisa, I drove through this town the other day and I said to we were going to a meeting and I said to the person I was with, we should stop because I don't think people know how the desperate straits that the state of Michigan is in. Because as we drove through this beautiful town, every house was broken down. The windows were broken out. Pieces of siding were falling off. You get to the downtown, there were three stores in a four-block stretch of road. And the rest of the stores in the main downtown had tarps over the windows, and you can actually visualize how beautiful this town once was. And this is in the middle of rural Michigan, where we just got crushed by the pandemic and towns didn't come back, but there's no effort to bring business here. I mean, she just opened a State of Michigan office in Taiwan. She paid for a State of Michigan office in Taiwan. We will have three State of Michigan employees living in Taiwan And we can't get an American company to come to the state of Michigan.
Jeez, I didn't realize it was that bad. Quick break. Stay tuned for more with Tudor.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? You could be. With the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X, folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run the big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like an electric blanket, microwave, RV air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, this new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans trust Patriot Power Generators. Go to 4patriots.com/Lisa to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. Go to 4patriots.com/Lisa.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carla Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go like, how do I detach from this idea of, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you think, you know, in all these issues that you just highlighted, can Trump win Michigan? Is it winnable?
Absolutely. The majority of Michigan is red. We have these strong Democrat strongholds. Just today, the mayor of Flint came out and said he feels like he's been abandoned by Democrats. That's a big deal because, you know, Flint felt very, very abandoned by Republicans after the Flint water crisis and what happened with Rick Snyder, who was our governor and was a Republican, ended up forming Republicans for Biden. I think people realize that he's more of a Democrat than a Republican. And so now people are going, well, wait a minute. He's not Donald Trump. Obviously, he's a Republican for Biden. So is there an opportunity for a Donald Trump to come into Flint and say, hey, we're going to make sure you're taken care of and you're going to get jobs? I mean, this is where the auto industry is, and they are just getting annihilated by this administration. The people in Detroit, you know, you think it was just Arab Americans in the state of Michigan that voted uncommitted. But we had Wayne County executives coming out and saying, hey, we voted uncommitted because we're trying to send a message to Joe Biden. You haven't spoken to the Black community here. And I'm telling you, it's because the entire state of Michigan feels abandoned. And at a certain point, all of the different demographics and all of the different, no matter where you are, cities, towns, townships, those groups start to say, we've been abandoned. And there's a consistency here. We're a fully Democrat legislature now, Democrat governor, Democrat secretary of state, attorney general, and a Democrat administration in D.C. All of those things turn to people going, man, life was really good under Trump. And it was in Michigan. It was.
You know, Tudor, as I have this conversation with you, you're clearly very passionate about the issues that are going on in your state. Would you run again?
We are, what you said at when you asked me at the beginning, had I learned anything? Everything I learned, I am putting into what I can do to help Michigan win in 24. And I will make a decision about what I do in 26 and beyond based on what we're able to do in 24. And I got to tell you that right now, it looks like it's going to be a very good 24 for Michigan. So we're working with a lot of groups across the country. Michigan is, I think people initially looked at Michigan and said, I don't know, Michigan's blue. And then we've rallied. We have actually been great cheerleaders for the state and brought a lot of attention to the state. And now I think there is a chance that not only will we do incredibly well in 24, but I will be on the ballot in 26.
Well, I could just hear in your voice, like, you know, how fired up you are about this and what's happening in your state. So it just sounds like you still got that fight in you. And, you know, and obviously you would be passionate even just in the media realm, but it just seems like, you know, you're itching to get out there and make a difference.
I think that people kind of underestimate, you know, there's a lot of people that run for office that run because, I mean, it is going to be easier for you to run if you are a self-funder and you can do it and you can go out there and put your message out. I came from a family business where we had a steel foundry. And I think that I was kind of a unique case because I had literally worked on the shop floor with the people who were being affected by these policies every day. And no matter where I went in the state of Michigan, I could identify with everybody and what was going on in their lives. And I think when you've run a steel foundry like that, you can also identify the shortcomings of how government works with business. And that's been a really big challenge for the state of Michigan. It's not just that it's hard for Gretchen Whitmer to get businesses here. She's so horrible to the businesses that are here. It's impossible to get through the environmental standards. She wiped out our environmental agency, renamed it. It's like the most expensive letterhead change in the history of the state of Michigan, brought in a bunch of young kids that really don't understand business. So instead of trying to improve the environment in the state of Michigan, it's an agency that just goes to shut down business. And it was like the number one concern I heard from people across the state and it was what we dealt with too as a foundry. It's like, oh, we got to ding you here, we got to ding you there. And it's an unreasonable agency. So, I mean, I talked to a business in Grand Rapids. This business employs thousands of people. And the last time we spoke, they said that the environmental agency has gotten so out of control that they've purchased land in another state. And they feel confident that in the next 3 years, they will move completely out of Michigan and we will lose thousands of jobs in a main city in the state of Michigan. I mean, that is devastating, but it is not because of anything other than policies in Michigan crushing businesses. And you can see it. You go into these towns where there's restaurants closed, where there's barely anything left. I had a woman during the campaign grab on to me. And I think this was the other thing that was the most shocking when I was running. It's the people that just needed to have somebody tell them, we love you, we're going to take care of you, and we're going to bring this state back, because she was like, we have no community left. She just burst into tears. She's like, look at this. Mm-hmm. The places we used to gather are the places we used to come together as a community. They're closed. They're all gone. There's no one left. And it was devastating.
That's got to be really hard to, you know, have those interactions with people and you just, you know, you want to do something, you want to try to help them, you know? One thing I also learned from you during the conference is the importance of Elf on the Shelf and committing.
That's right, that little devil.
It was during the holidays. When was the conference? I'm trying to remember, but it was
in December. I can tell you
it
that
was in December,
because
right.
That elf was in my house. Yes.
Yeah, and And
so mad about it.
Tuna and her husband were in the process of moving the Elf on the Shelf around the house for their daughters to, you know, and so it was a very...
that was because I literally texted him that night. We walk away and I'm like, I have to tell my husband, like, remind him to move the Elf because I'm not home. And then in the morning, I get this, I'm with you again, and I get this desperate text from the girls and they're like, the Elf didn't move. And I'm like, oh my gosh. Why did the Elf not move? And so I'm like, the Elf must be stuck, but you don't know what happened after we got home because the Elf had actually been wedged in a grandfather clock. So legitimately the Elf could have been trapped because her leg was pretty stuck. And so I'm like, thank goodness for that. So then when we get home, I'm like, oh gosh, yeah, it looks like she's stuck. I'm going to have to leave this Vaseline out. Maybe she can get her leg out tonight. And we had to put, and then this Grinch came home, but the Grinch showed up out of nowhere. And it was so funny because they came down in the morning and it looked like he was wearing a Santa outfit and it looked like she was out and moved. And they walked up. And then when they came around the front, it was actually the Grinch instead of the Elf. And the horror. I wish I had a video of their screams because they were like, oh my gosh, it's the Grinch. What did the Grinch do? And then I had Vaseline all over the grandfather clock. It's a real challenge. The Elf
I feel like every parent at home who's done Elf on the Shelf is sympathizing with what
made
you
me
just
really
said,
hate so. December.
Tudor Dixon, my friend, big things ahead in your future. Appreciate you coming on the show. You're just an awesome person and just love seeing you and being able to talk to you. So thank you.
Well, me too. Thank you so much for having me.
I want to thank Tudor Dixon, host of the Tudor Dixon podcast on iHeart or wherever you get your podcasts, for coming on the show, for taking the time. Every Monday and Thursday, but of course you can listen throughout the week. I want to thank you guys at home for listening to the podcast as well. Also want to thank John Cassio, my producer, for putting it together. Until next time.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? You could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run the big appliances like your fridge even longer. Best of all, this new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans trust Patriot Power Generators. Go to 4patriots.com/Lisa to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. Go to 4patriots.com/Lisa.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.